brought to you by the coffee that I have now entered my official, like, señora era.
Like, what do you mean? You're drinking coffee at night or what?
Yes.
Oh, so I always do.
I was never like that. Like, really? I was good with, like, the energy I had. Now, after five, bitch, I need coffee. So that's why I feel like now I have entered my full, like, señora era. Yeah. Where I'm like, if I do not have coffee right now, like, I'm not making it.
Yeah.
Like, I am not.
I've been drinking matcha lately at night.
Really?
Like, I'll go to Starbucks and just get, like, a matcha latte with oat milk, and it's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
And is that just, like, a little bit more energizing than, like, a fucking full, like, espresso?
So, matcha is technically tea, but I don't know if it has caffeine in it. So, it's just, like, my little pick-me-up, like, like, a refresher type of thing, so... I don't know.
I would think so. No, like, it's maybe like light on caffeine.
Probably
it just doesn't give you the kick that like espresso does.
Yeah,
but yeah, I have officially entered that era because, bitch, on my way over here, I was like, if I do not stop and get me like a fucking coffee,
same here. And I went to the gym today, and I didn't take a pre workout during because it was during the day.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fucking dying. I didn't want to take the pre workout because I didn't want to. Like, be overstimulated, okay. Right? Because I had the interview today, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do the most. Like, I just, like, I want to be calm. Yeah. Let me just go get this workout in, come back home, whatever. And now I'm, like, fucking dying.
Okay, I feel sorry for anybody, or I feel so bad, and I'm like, who hurt you that you can't, you don't want to take pre-workout? Because, bitch, I cannot function without pre-workout.
I mean, I missed it today, definitely.
Yeah, right? Okay, see, I'm not alone.
I missed it today, so no, you're not alone. And I usually do. Just today, yeah. I was like, let me just chill out today. I don't want to be all hyped up or whatever. And then now I'm like fucking dying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And definitely, like, what did I do today? I did legs. And normally, I try to, like, chill out on my pre-workout because I tend to take, like, two scoops.
Ugh, girl. How do you not have, like, your ants crawling on you?
And, like, oh, I do. I'm like, my fucking palms are fucking
look like
itchy.
I'm on fucking crack. I'm like, oh.
Exactly. But, yeah, no, I cannot function without pre. I mean, I do go from time to time where I kind of, like, try to cycle off or I'm, like, I take a week off without it. Or I also do have, like, one that's, like, really low steamy.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Where it doesn't have as much, like, caffeine as, like, the regular one I take. That way, like, I guess, like, my tolerance isn't, like, as bad.
Yeah. Where you're going to end up needing more in the future. Yeah, girl,
exactly.
You're taking two scoops. Like, fucking, in 6 months, you're going to need fucking three scoops.
Three scoops, bitch.
And but, you're drinking coffee at night? Oh, my God.
Exactly. But I'll still, like, I did really heavy weight today, so I'll probably knock the fuck out, even with this damn coffee. But
yeah.
What the fuck are you on, Mel? That's going to be just, like, my new thing.
Dude, my fucking eye is twitching, and I don't know why. It's, like, it's been twitching for, like, almost a week now.
Are you stressed?
Probably.
Okay, well, bitch, new job, who dis?
I mean, not
okay,
yet.
Okay, how do you feel about that?
I'm excited, but kind of, like, nervous, but...
Yeah.
Kind of whatever at the point. At this point, I'm like... If I get it, I get it. If I don't, then I don't. You know, like,
yeah,
find something else. So.
Well, good. Did you feel like you had to kind of start looking elsewhere, or it just kind of like a little bit of like, oh, just let's see what's out
there?
Well,
it's not. I've been looking everywhere and within the company. So this one was within the company, so it wasn't too bad. But I just want something different. I've been doing the same thing for 3 years, 3+ years already. So I'm like, I'm done.
So even if it's, like, a within job, like, is it still, like, doing the same thing, or it's, like, a whole different,
No, it's totally
like,
different. Yeah, it's totally different. Totally different department. Everything is different about it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
So that makes me nervous, kind of, because it's, like, you're going into a territory you don't know anything about.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like, whatever. Like, I'll learn.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of taking, like, tips from TikTok where it's, like, just fucking do it. They'll train you.
That's the thing is like the training can be done at any point. And I think that was like one of the things that I was just kind of like, it's weird going back to work and being like, oh, well, I've never done this before. And then like, fucking train you. Yeah. Like, what?
And I think that's where I feel, like, underqualified. But I'm like, I felt underqualified for the job I'm doing now.
Like the like you mentioned earlier in one of your stories, like just the imposter syndrome in general just like makes you feel like you're just not good enough for for any job or the position or whatever. How do you feel about that now that like you're just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it?
I mean, it's still there, like the imposter syndrome is still there.
Yeah.
But it's like, it is what it is. Like, what can I do about it? I just have to move forward and fake being confident that I can do it, you know what I mean? And so I was telling my boyfriend, I was like, I feel like such an imposter, like, you know, doing this job where I feel like I'm not qualified. And he was like, well, explain what that is. So my boyfriend doesn't really understand these like words or phrases of like imposter syndrome, so I have to like explain to him what it means.
He doesn't know what that is.
No,
the privilege.
Well, I had to explain to him about gaslighting, too.
No fucking way. Yes. Hold on. This shit's about to fall. Hold on. What happened? Did I break it?
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Here,
I'll hold the tape. Have technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Now back to our regular scheduled programming.
Yeah. So I had to explain to him what like imposter syndrome is and what gaslighting is.
The privilege.
And I'm like, you don't know what that means? And he's like, no. Because like he'll tell me something. And like I know he's trying to be nice, but like he's trying to like put my feelings to the side where I'm like, you're gaslighting me. Damn. You know, or like not acknowledge my feelings. And I'm like, you're gaslighting me. And he's like, what does that mean? So I have to explain to him. So I had to explain what imposter syndrome was. And I'm like, I just feel like I'm not qualified for this job. Why did I do this to myself? And I was like, he kind of made me feel, the guy that interviewed me, I was like, I feel like, you know, he made me feel like I was not even qualified for the job I have now.
Damn.
And he was like, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. He's like, he's like, that's definitely not true. He's like, they interviewed you for a reason. And I was like, I mean, I know, but still. Like, when they're talking about terms that you have no idea what they are, and you have to bullshit your way. And then, like, I had so much anxiety afterwards. I still do, and I'm fucking drinking coffee. What an idiot. But,
story of my life.
But, no, I was like, I just had so much anxiety over it. I'm like, why did I say that? What did I even say? Where you just black out, and you're like, I have no idea what the hell I said.
Oh, my God. Okay, same. Because even though, like, I don't know. Have you ever seen that one, movie, that second act or whatever with J-Lo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it kind of reminds me.
The newer one that she has.
Yeah,
right?
The newer one that she has. That kind of like reminds me of that because like imagine like either being out of the workforce and then just like fucking just lying on your fucking resume like to the fucking stars and then just like there's no way I could get it. And then you fucking get it. Like, what do you do then? You gotta fucking fake it till you make it.
Yeah, you gotta bullshit your way. And that's how I feel. Yeah, I feel like such an imposter doing that.
But why should it be a bad feeling?
It's not a bad feeling. It's just me.
Right.
It's just me feeling like that.
Because imagine like someone that knew what they were doing was still a shitty employee.
Yeah.
Compared to someone that doesn't know what they're doing and they're a good employee.
Yeah.
I would take that any day.
Yeah.
I would take a good employee that needs the training, that needs the extra help over someone who feels qualified or overqualified and give me like shitty work ethic.
Yep. True.
Like that's just me as like when I was like a property manager, I'd rather have someone who's willing to learn and willing to kind of like just be taught. And not just be like, well, I know everything, so you don't need it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have to have that little bit of, like easygoingness for you, especially in a situation where you might not even feel like you're qualified.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, so important that it's just kind of, like, so underrated in like the work area, especially for like a corporate job or anything like that.
And then you have to sell yourself. You have to like make yourself go above and beyond of like, and I'm not that person. I'm not the person that's like, oh, I've done this, this, and this, and this is how I've achieved this, this, and this. I'm not that type of person. Mm-hmm. I just do my job and whatever makes it easier for me.
Yeah.
You know, but I do have all of these things that I've done in this job to make it easier for the next person.
Yeah.
You know, and it, I just feel like, why me?
Yeah.
Like, just hire me, please. No, but, I mean, it's fine. Well, it is what it is. I mean, yeah. It's just getting out of that comfort zone and wanting to try something new.
You just gotta walk in there like a boss ass bitch and just be like, yep. Don't let them know like you're shitting pants.
No. And that's what you have to do. You have to fake it till you make it. Yeah, and that's me. And then like when I'm finally done, that's when it's like everything just lets loose and you're like mentally fucking exhausted and drained. And I think that's why I'm just so tired today. Not just because of the no pre-workout, but like literally the mental shit is just too much.
Oh, yeah, okay. The mental load, like, yeah. Just the anxiety build up to, like, the interview in general. Like, did I even say the right thing? Because you literally feel like you black out.
And then my job, that I'm doing while I'm doing this interview.
And because they know, because you have to tell them, right, since it's an in-thing job. Like, oh, I might leave y'all for another job. But you got to do what you got to do for you. Yep. So, I mean, on to bigger and better things, bitch.
I hope it's
only about to be March, and shit is moving.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Ready for something new. Ready to be a stay-at-home trophy wife.
A dog mom.
I told my boyfriend today, I was like, when are we, because I just need a mental break. I'm like, I want to take a vacation and just not do nothing at all. And he was like, I'm closer to that than you are, because he's older. Meaning retirement. And I'm just like, we've never taken a trip and not done anything.
I mean, anything sounds really good. Like to just do nothing.
Just do nothing.
Damn. I don't think anybody goes on vacation and not do anything.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like,
I want to go on vacation and relax.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to have somewhere to be, somewhere to go. I just want to go hang out at a pool, go to a resort, go get a massage, go take a nap, like, and eat, and that's it. I don't want to do nothing else.
Yeah. I could see that, because how many people actually don't do anything on vacation? Because normally when you're on vacation, you're, like, going places. You're, like, touristy type, and, like, it's not real real relaxation. And nobody wants a fucking staycation, okay? Like, as much as we say we do, like, nobody wants to fucking chill at their own fucking city, bitch.
I want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, anyways.
How are things with you?
Things are great.
Yeah?
I feel amazing. Lately, I've been feeling really good. I've been having, like, just roller coasters of just emotions in general. My kid turned 14.
How's that
been so like, all Sunday I was just in my feels about like how big she's getting.
Yeah.
Because man, like just to see her turning into like this beautiful young woman that I'm like, I'm so glad you are you, because you're not me and you're not your dad and you're not anybody but you. Like, I'm really proud of like the young lady that she's growing up to be. And it's just like so many emotions into one, because it just floods me with like having her at like 17.
Yeah.
And me never imagining like, not never imagining, but like not knowing what a wait for us when she turned like 14.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I would have never seen myself where I'm at now in my life with her, how she is. Like, you never think of that, like, shit like that. You know? Like, you just have your kids, and you're just like, well, we'll see when she's 14. You know? It's like, just, to me, it was like that just thought in my head, like, oh, well, we'll see where we're at. But I never, like, was, like, expecting her to be how she is now, which is like her own person, because like I can't process that she's a little woman. Like, it's so crazy.
Do you still
crazy.
See her as, like, a little girl?
I do. Yeah. I still see her in her little, like, Disney princess dresses and her little headbands and stuff. And, like, now she's, like, learning guitar and she's playing. She started playing tennis and she's still going to do volleyball. But she wants to do softball, and she gets really good grades. Like, she's a good student. Like, I hear nothing but good things from her teachers every time we have, like, conferences and stuff like that. So I'm just like, damn, like, I must have done a good job, like, somewhere down the line for me to be able to look at all of this. And, like, she's so well-rounded and so – she's so much more grounded than I ever was at her age.
That's good.
Like, just where her head is and – what she plans on doing or her goals and stuff. I didn't know what – I was a fucking mess at 14.
Were you really?
I was a fucking mess, dude. Like, I was bad. Like, that's why I was so scared. I was like, dear baby Jesus, if this is the girl, let her be chill because I could never. Because my mom was like, las vas a pagar. You're going to pay them all with your daughter. But –
You never know. She's got a few years left.
Bitch, shut up. I'm about to choke on my spit. I'm like, bitch, you better not.
It's always the quiet ones.
Damn. No, I know. I have a few years, but I mean, all in all, she's a good kid. And
that's good. You guys got to celebrate her birthday?
Yeah, we went to Sugar Factory.
How was that?
Never been there. It's so cute.
Is it like a restaurant? Or
yeah, it's a full-blown restaurant. Oh, okay, and they have like a cocktail side and stuff like that. But they do have like non-alcoholic drinks, obviously, and alcoholic drinks. They have like a full menu of like everything, actually. Mm-hmm. They had like burgers and pizza and pasta and tacos and quesadillas. Like, it was a full-blown like menu or whatever. That shit was expensive.
Was it really?
It was expensive.
Oh, my God. How much was it, like, for a drink?
For one of those, like, the little fancy whatever drinks, like, $40 each.
Shut the hell up. Are you serious?
Yeah. $40 with no alcohol. No fucking alcohol. That's
what
the
were they for with alcohol?
I got a Cosmo. It was, like, a cotton candy Cosmo, and mine was, like, I think it was like $22.
Oh my God.
Yeah, bitch. Jeez. It was $40 and there was no alcohol in those things. I mean, you could put alcohol in them, but obviously I wasn't going to let a 14-year-old drink. But I was like, damn. Yeah. Non-alcoholic.
And she took $40. Her friends?
And she took her friends
bring their money?
No, I fitted the bill.
Good for you.
I fitted the bill. No, yeah, I told her. I was like, you can invite two of your friends. And obviously, her two closest friends are twins. So they're sisters.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she invited them. And I was like, oh, my God. I mean, like, I was good. I didn't have to wash dishes. Like, I paid for the bill. But damn.
Put a little dent in your wallet, woo, huh?
Bitch, it was more than a dent. I had to cut that credit card. It overdrafted my ass. I got an overdraft notification. No, I'm just kidding.
For $40 for a fucking drink, I would too. And be like,
and they got two, bitch.
I'm not eating. I'm eating water for the next fucking 5 days.
Oh my God. But no, like, actually, it was pretty good. And it's like so entertaining too. Like, the staff does a really good job. Because I don't know if you guys have ever been to Sugar Factory, but they also have like these crazy big like floats of ice cream.
Oh, wow.
And so obviously, like, for birthdays, like, you kind of like notify them and stuff like that. But if you pay for this giant float of ice cream, like, they come out with like fucking like the
sparklers.
Bottle girl. Yeah, like the bottle girl service like type. And like, they will put on a whole show and, like, do TikTok dances and stuff like that. So my kids were like, oh, my God, that's so cool. And, bitch, of course, the fucking service fee makes sense. That's really what you're paying for.
Like 20%?
Yes, bitch.
Yeah,
God damn. And it gets split, obviously, between, like, all the servers. But I was like, I didn't expect it, but it was her birthday. And I was like, you know what? We only do this once a year. Fuck it. Like,
did she ask for anything for her birthday, like gift-wise?
Not necessarily, but since her birthday is like after Christmas, if we weren't able to like get her like some of the things from her Christmas list, then we kind of like push it to her birthday because it's literally like a month and a half, of, like 2 months technically after Christmas. So we kind of like know the stuff that she was wanting, but we weren't able to get her. So we still have that list. So she got some new, like the Panda Nike Dunks, like the black and white ones. And then she got like clothes, she got money, she went out with her dad and her grandma too. So that girl got spoiled. That's good. But besides that, we're good. We're Gucci.
Oh my gosh.
But on other news, there's some people who are not okay lately. Like, the fucking drama.
I didn't even know about this drama.
I just found out about this morning. Okay. I get lost in the fucking sauce. Once I hear drama, bitch, I am clicking links. I am going to different TikTok pages.
Well, I think like the algorithm, like when they see somebody sending me a message or typing something, like it sends me everything. Like literally my TikTok or my Instagram is like literally just everything changing about the drama. And I'm like, somebody just told me about this. So
no, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. It was somebody else. And I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Like I told them, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then like all of a sudden I hear all of the news and I'm like, what is going on? Do you want to explain what's going on? The drama?
Okay. So as you guys know, or if you don't know, let's put you in the loop of things. So Miss Hailey Bieber had to just fucking be petty and like ugly. Oh my gosh, that was ugly. Okay, like if you're gonna be doing something, do it behind closed doors. Like,
yeah,
like you set yourself up for people to come for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the whole situation, I guess she was presenting and then they mentioned the whole thing with like the whole thing of like Taylor Swift or whatever, and like she made this face on fucking TV of like, when Taylor Swift came, her name came up, she was like making a face.
No fucking way. I see. I didn't know this. Yeah. I didn't know this part.
So she was like making a face or whatever. And if I'm wrong, y'all don't come for me. Okay. So then I guess in the whole thing of like that was being posted, Selena commented on there. And I don't know. Let me see like exactly what she said. Like, I don't know fucking verbatim before y'all come
something
for me.
Something about her BFF, no?
Yeah, like, right? I'm sorry that my best friend is still the best in the game of what she does or yeah, whatever, like, of the
whole
music.
This whole Hailey Bieber, Selena Gomez drama that's going on, it's literally back and forth, and it has been for years, I feel like.
And I thought, like, when they posted that picture together, that was, like, it was squashed.
And that was just, what, a few months ago or a couple years ago or something?
Yeah, when the whole documentary thing came out.
Which documentary?
Selena Gomez.
I didn't watch it.
Bitch.
what service is this on?
I think it's on Disney.
Oh, yeah. See, no.
I think on Disney or HBO.
I never opened Disney.
I can't remember which one it was. But I watched like a few like pieces here and there, and then like TikTok also like was showing a few pieces here and there. But the documentary kind of like went into like that whole aspect of like her relationship with Justin and like how her and Hailey like had that whole tiff, I guess, about like him. So anyways, so then in other news, I guess like she had replied to that as to like, why is everyone coming for me? Like she,
Hailey responded. Yeah, to it. Okay.
And then Selena was just like, "Bitch, like you're crying like crocodile tears." She didn't say that, okay? She didn't say that, but she could have. She should have. She should have fucking said that.
She's
because
too fucking nice.
She, yeah. And so now, like, the whole internet's coming for like mean girl Hailey Bieber because like,
and like Kendall Jenner or Kylie Jenner or like is stood it both? Up for, I don't know.
No, it was Kylie just like inserted like her two cents. I don't know what the fuck Kylie said. I cut it off once it was Kylie. I was like, girl, go take care of your kids. Like the fuck.
Well,
it's the bitch with kids that's doing the most.
This whole Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez drama, right? So Like, I don't know the whole backstory of what happened or why this is resurfacing again. Right. For, like, the fifth fucking time. But anyway, when I was scrolling through TikTok, I was watching these interviews that Selena Gomez was doing. And then Hailey Bieber would have an interview. And she was saying the exact same thing as Selena Gomez.
Oh, really?
Like, her responses were the exact same of, like, oh, when I was 19, this happened. Hailey Bieber, when I was 19, this happened. The exact same thing. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Is she plagiarizing fucking Selena Gomez's words?
And, like, she has a – Selena Gomez has a G tattoo behind her ear. Hailey Bieber got a G tattoo behind her ear.
Shut up.
Yes. That's what I don't understand. I'm like, what is going on?
This has to be some PR shit, like, that we just don't know.
You think so?
There has to be something going on for this to be the way that it's been.
I don't know. And then I keep seeing shit on TikTok, too, of, like, Justin Bieber not showing Hailey Bieber love. Of, like, kind of dismissing her. I don't know. I don't know if it's some AI shit that I see or... Because I'm really into that now, too, is AI, artificial intelligence shit.
Right.
And, like, if it's real or not, but.
I feel like I anyone's going to spin anything, especially with, like, her coming out with a new album, too. Selena Gomez.
Oh, I didn't even know she was coming out with an album.
Yeah, she's coming out with a new album. They released a picture of her and, like, J Balvin together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm wondering if, like, it's all just kind of, like, connected in a way in that sense. So. That was just kind of like...
I mean, but Selena doesn't need the clout. She doesn't need the attention. She's got a lot of...
Is it bad of me to be thinking that, like, Hailey Bieber needs to sit her ass down because she technically is just a trophy wife and doesn't really have anything but the name? Well, as like, to, like, Selena has the fame, has the money, has the talent.
Well, that was one of the arguments that I had heard was, like, why is everybody coming for Selena... You know, Hailey Bieber, sit your ass down. You're a Nepo baby. Like, she's, you know, one of the Baldwin's daughters or whatever. Exactly. Like, she's not really famous for anything.
No, for anything.
And she married Justin Bieber. She was introduced to Justin Bieber by her father.
Yeah.
You know, and apparently they think that that was an arranged marriage. You know, so she really is, like, nobody. But
yeah, but Justin Bieber's wife.
It was, like, one of the arguments of, like, Hailey Bieber, all you came up with was that fucking nail polish or whatever. Is it like nail polish thing that people are the trend or whatever
the trend.
People are doing? Yeah.
Damn. Because she even took the with the brownie gloss lips from Latinas.
Oh, and yeah, she did do that.
People were coming for her for that too. Like, damn. But speaking on that, the aspect of the crazy girlfriend / wife. But not the ex is something I want to talk about because, bitch, when you mentioned that, I was like, you know what, bitch? That's a thing. Like, but it's so crazy, right? And what I mean by that, like, the whole crazy girlfriend / wife or...
The current.
Right, is because it couldn't be me, bitch. It could not be me. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get... How you can be the one that he chose, but yet you're crazy over the one he's not with.
I've been both. I mean?
You've been both?
Yeah. I mean, when I was young, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I was crazy. I think because I knew their ex, you know, and if their ex was still contacting them, I had some sort of insecurity within myself of like,
okay, yeah.
What is it about her that you're still talking to her? That I don't have. And so that's where it came in. And so that could be something that Hailey Bieber is going through right now.
She's insecure about it. And now
probably,
speaking
right?
on the whole thing that she really doesn't have anything for herself as compared to Selena, what she does have.
Yeah.
Then there's definitely the insecurities are screaming right
when
now.
When you're insecure and you're like, why does this person like, why did the person that I'm with love that ex so much, or why did they like them so much?
Mm-hmm.
And especially if they're still in contact with them or
run the same circles.
Yeah,
or something.
You want to know, like, what is it about them?
Damn.
And so I was like that when I was very young.
Yeah.
For sure. In my 8-year relationship, dude, like, we got together when we were 19, 20, or something like that. And, like, he had one girlfriend before me for a few months, and, like, she was still after him. And so, like, I had to get crazy. I'm sorry. I had to get crazy.
Damn, hell no. I did. Not the one girlfriend before me.
You know, when she's still contacting him, yeah, and it's like, yeah, I have to get fucking crazy. Sorry. Mm. Like, this is not happening.
Yeah. Man, I always got the crazy. I always got the crazies on me. The other way around. It was the current ones that were always crazier around me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got the, but you're with him. Why the fuck you worried about me
type of situation? I've never had that on me. No? I've been the one that was crazy on the ex.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why? Explain to me. I
mean, I haven't been that way. I guess
from, like, my perspective now, I've always wondered, like, why someone would go to, because shit, like, I don't know if, like, even if we have, like, new people that don't know my story, but that's how I met my best friend, was because she dated one of my exes. And, yeah, like, she reached out to me, like, wanting to know, like, hey, does he act this way towards you, blah, 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 like, kind of, like,
could
wanting
be me,
to.
Because, bitch, I'll fuck you up. Like, no way. That was not a doable, like, relationship back when I was young. I think maybe because I was insecure, I was jealous, I was possessive,
yeah,
I was obsessive. Mm-hmm. That was just who I was.
Yeah, and then from there we just kind of like became friends because, like, in a way it was just kind of like, well, I feel bad. Like, I hope I can like save you from getting hurt compared to like what I went through with him. So I thought that that's kind of like what that was. And like the older I got, like I could never hate someone for taking or like being with someone. Like, shit, like one of my exes ended up with like one of my best friends, you know.
Oh girl, I would be like fucking salty about that for a long time.
And like now I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of like, well, bitch, it makes sense. Like, you stuck around and you know, whatever, like maybe y'all clicked and y'all saw something together, like good for you, whatever. And like with like with Josh and like his baby mama, like I don't know if there was like more or less like insecurity, but there was definitely more of like walking into that relationship because of kids.
I think probably because of kids, because I think you probably knew she was going to be around, or she is going to be around for a long time,
right?
So it's like she's always going to be a lingering factor in your life,
right?
Yeah,
but like I wasn't crazy about it. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't insecure of, like, them ever. Like, because that's always a thing, right? The baby mama's always around, and you're always worried about that. But to me, in the back of my head, was like, bitch, nah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think it, but the other way around. Like, I've had the, like, the really, like, hostile, like, co-parenting relationship we had with, like, one of Audrey's dad's exes. Mm-hmm. It was just so high conflict, and she, for like the 6 years they were together, like she just hated my fucking guts, dude.
I don't know why.
Like, just
I don't think I would have taken it that far, guts, especially if kids are involved.
Yeah,
but I've never been in that situation, so who knows?
No, yeah, no, but like she hated my fucking guts, yeah, dude. Like, it was, like, she made it known to the point that, like, now Audrey's older. Like, she's told me, like, she would hear her talking about me, like, all the fucking time.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe it was, like, insecurity from her. But I'm like, dude, I left him. Like, you've been having him. Like,
it's definitely an insecurity. And I can say that because that was me back in the day. You know, like, with my ex-boyfriend of, what, 8 years, nine mm-hmm. years, however long we were together. And, like, after that, I think that's when I kind of grew up and was like, mm-hmm. why did I spend so much time and energy doing that?
Yeah.
And that's when it kind of all went away, and I blamed myself a lot for the insecurities I had in that relationship.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that played a big role in the downfall of that, is because I didn't trust him. There was no reason for me not to trust him. It was just insecurity within myself.
But do you think also, like, in a way, like, were you not put at ease by him, do you think?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so you think that fed into that even more?
And it was every time I would do something or say something, I was always the crazy one. So I'm like, okay, you say I'm crazy, I'm going to act crazier.
Yeah.
So you can see.
It's like when they tell you to calm down, you can't fucking calm down.
I was always trying to prove a point because he wouldn't see my side or he wouldn't put me at ease. Mm-hmm. So it was like me having to work harder and harder to him to prove that to him. And it just didn't get me anywhere.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the toughest part is if you're
and now it's like I literally have no feelings for it. I'm like, whatever. I mean, at this point, my boyfriend works within his ex
in the same area,
like in arm's length, and I'm just like, I don't care.
You don't care. But that's because what? Like, you're put at ease about the situation. Like, you trust him. There's trust.
Yeah, she ain't shit.
Yeah. And you ain't got shit to worry about because exactly. She ain't shit. So then at the end of the day, you're like, well, fuck it. Like, I don't have anything. And I think that's a huge part of it is, like, it, as a woman, if you're not being put at ease or, like, giving your place and respect in, like, a relationship, your fucking crazy comes out. So when you mention, like, Justin is not showing her love in that way, that's probably why she's fucking acting crazy. Yes. Yeah. So if we have any men that are fucking watching, when your girl needs reassurance, you better fucking reassure her like tenfold because then that's why you get the fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now I play with it nowadays. I don't really like mean it in a harmful way or anything like that. Like I'll be like, oh, where you at? Prove it, you know? And he'd be like, fine, let me FaceTime you. And I'm like, I'm just kidding. I'm at the gym.
Or you're like, what? You're going to the gym to look at your other bitches?
You know, so I just play with it now. And he was like, why are you being toxic? I'm like, I'm just joking. I didn't really mean for you to FaceTime me.
Damn. But you got to let the crazy out sometimes just so they
just
know.
Just so they know. Got to keep you on your toes, babe.
Hey. 100%. You have to do that. No, but seriously, like, I don't think I have ever had that feeling. But, yeah, like, if I ever did feel insecure was because, like, I wasn't being reassured in, like, the relationship or, like, what this is or what. Like, again, if you're being, like, if I'm asking you a question and you're going to get defensive or, like, answer my question with the question, then, like, you're deflecting. And then that puts my overthinking ass on 100 of like, oh, okay, then something must be going on. And then the fucking crazy comes out and then you're like,
you're fucking crazy. Yeah. And my ex too is not the confrontational type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we had arguments, it would be me arguing with like a wall.
So he wouldn't match your crazy.
He wouldn't even acknowledge. Like he's like, you know, he probably thought, like, she's fucking crazy. I'm not even going to answer her.
He wouldn't even match your crazy,
and so then what do you do when you don't get like, fought back with? You're going to get even crazier.
Yeah.
So that was me.
You wanted a reaction.
That was me all the time. The whole relationship.
Yeah.
The whole fucking relationship. So I think that's why I just took so much time afterwards, and I was like, I'm done. Like, I fucking cannot do this anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. And that's the thing is, like, actually, like, listening to someone else feeling a certain way doesn't necessarily is accusatory. I think that's the big difference is, like, me accusing you of you having someone else or me accusing you of, like, maybe, like, flirting with someone else or whatever doesn't necessarily mean you're doing it, but can you reassure me that you're not?
Yep.
Like, that has to at least be clear.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to, like, beat around the bush about the question that I asked, then that's going to make me nervous.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Or don't even answer me. Like, if you're not even answering me, then what am I supposed to think? Like, that's when my mind is going 100 miles an hour of what could possibly be happening if you're not even answering what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Just a little reassurance goes a long fucking way.
So, I mean, I kind of understand Haley in a way, like, but it's like, girl, you're married. I think to me, it's like marriage and a relationship is two different things where I'm like, he chose you.
Yeah. So why are you being the fucking crazy one? Why are you being
like
this?
And I'm like, him and Selena have been over for years. Like, get over it.
Sometimes they don't. I had an ex that like had a whole like marriage and baby and stuff. And she still would fucking creep on my shit. Me being married with kids. Like, thinking something. And I think it also stemmed from, like, him being, like, on my friends for a while on Instagram. And I guess, like, as like, my stuff started going, like, more public and stuff. Like, with the podcast and a lot with my fitness stuff. Like, she asked me to block him. And I did.
What?
Yeah, this was a while back. And like, wow. I didn't even think about it. And I was like, all right, like I'll block him. Like, no questions asked. Like, that's that, you know, because I didn't think anything of it. Like, we had known each other since high school. You know, we kind of like dated in and out.
And he wasn't trying to talk to you or anything?
No. Like, I just had him as a friend there. So I don't know if maybe like, this is me assuming, like, you know, and maybe like he was looking at my stuff and she saw him and was just like uncomfortable with it, or I don't know what. But yeah, this was a while back. Just like maybe almost a year ago, honestly.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, no questions asked, or like, you know, that was it. I was like, my shit was public last year. Like, yeah. Now I've like kind of changed it a little bit, but yeah, I was like, girl, if that makes you, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'm such a girl's girl that like, if any of y'all's fucking men's like slide in any DMs and I find out, I'm telling y'all. Like, I would, like, I'm screenshotting this shit and I'm sending it to you.
Yeah.
Cause fuck
and
that.
Be like, hey girl, you want to come over and drink some coffee?
And boom, screenshots. Get your man, girl.
Cause I'm not going to send them straight to you. I'm going to like ease my way into it.
Yeah. It's so scary. Like, I don't know. It couldn't be me, but. Because, no.
Yeah. No, I have his ex is all blocked.
Yeah. Yeah. As you should. Like, I don't know.
She didn't like me to begin with. That's a whole other story. We'll go into a story time with that one day.
If he allows me. We need wine with that one. Bitch. No, for real. But that is a whole fucking tea right there, girl.
It is a tea.
That we ain't spilling tonight because... No. I need wine for that, or like some fucking straight shots of tequila.
Me too. It's a lot to take in. Even me, when I was shocked by it. So.
Well, I mean, as far as like relationships go and like not being the crazy one, I fucking love that feeling. Okay. Like, I love not being the fucking crazy one. I'll let you be fucking crazy all you fucking want, but you will not catch me out of character.
I think
over a fucking man, bitch. Hell no. There's plenty of fucking dick and you're going to be crying over the one that been there, done that. Hell nah.
I think it just, nah. I don't know if I knew that I was acting crazy when I was acting crazy.
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did. So like, sometimes I even try to catch myself now. I was like, oh, what did I say that like in a crazy way? Did I sound toxic in that way?
Yeah.
So I try to do it now, but I don't think like when I was actually doing it that I was thinking, oh man, this is not right.
Yeah, when I was breaking bitches' windshields, I didn't think I was crazy.
Like, you felt justified in your actions, right?
Fucking yeah, 100. Me, too. Me and my 20 personalities agreed that bitch deserved it.
Seriously. Yeah,
like 100%, like I don't blame myself for those actions. I actually stand by them. And bitch, try me, because I'll let that hoe out again.
That's funny. So speaking of toxic, so I have a story time that I'll tell you guys, and then after when this happened and I explained to my boyfriend, like, we were, this was a while back that I told him a story of like this one time.
Uh-huh.
And then it made me realize this is the second time I've done this.
Oh, shit.
So, a ver. This is not with my current boyfriend. This was with my ex-boyfriend. When we were together, I had gotten invited to a wedding prior to when we started dating. Mm-hmm. Like, I got the invitation. And so when we started dating, you know, I told him I was going to a wedding. And, you know, I asked him if he wanted to be my plus one. Of course, he says yes. And this person that we went to a wedding with was a mutual friend of mine and my ex-boyfriend's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know if he was going to go. My ex-boyfriend, I didn't know that he was going to go. I had no idea. I just told my current boyfriend at the time, hey, you know, this is a mutual friend of ours. It's possible he may go.
Mm.
And he's like, fuck it, let's go. Like, he wanted to show out if he was going to be there. And he was like, fuck it. Like, he just wanted to show me that he was with, or show him that he was with me, right? Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, we go to the wedding, and we're there, you know, having fun, dancing, drinking, whatever. And then I see my ex come through the door, and I'm like, fuck.
I hate that. I will forever hate that feeling of ever, like, crossing paths with, like, an ex.
And so, anyway, I tell my, I see him because my boyfriend's facing me, and I'm facing the door. And I'm like, he's here. And he's like, where the fuck is he? And I'm like, don't cause a scene. don't cause a scene. And so I tell him, like, he's wearing this or whatever, and he was like, let's go get up and get a drink. Let's go pass by him. And I'm like, no. And he was more toxic than I was.
Oh.
He was, like, ready to, like, buy him a drink and, like, show out, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, we're not doing that here. And so he, like, starts texting my mom. Him and my mom had this thing. My parents hate all of my ex-boyfriends. All of them. Like, well, actually, there's only one that they like, and they still talk to. It's disgusting. But anyway.
That's another story.
But this one, I feel like I've had a lot of ex-boyfriends. But anyway, yeah, my mom starts texting him of, like, they start sending pictures of him, of, like, to each other.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck
and
is going on?
And then pinche chisme
ahí. Yes. And so, like, we didn't stay the whole night because I was very uncomfortable. Yeah. And, like, a part of me wanted to, like, show him that I moved on with somebody.
Right.
But at the same time, I was super scared.
Why?
I don't know, because I was just, like, I mean, I loved my boyfriend at the time, but I also loved the other one, too. Like, I had...
You're such a fucking cancer, bro. God damn.
Like, I was wanting to be toxic of, like, showing off, but at the same time, I'm like, but I loved him.
Aww.
And I thought to myself, if he brought somebody with him as plus one, I would be pissed.
Melanie! No!
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No mames way. Like, yeah. I have no words for you right now.
And when I was telling my current boyfriend this story, he's like, you did not fucking do that. I was like, I did, but I didn't think anything was wrong with it at the time. I just told my current boyfriend at that time, I was like, hey, my ex might be there.
Wow. But you kept the remainder feelings to yourself.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I mean, he asked me, what did it feel like to see him? And I was like, nothing.
Yeah.
Because it really didn't. It didn't feel anything.
No, well, yeah, but, like, you obviously did feel some type of way, you know? But you never say that.
I was just like, bitch, why didn't you bring your fucking girlfriend? That's what I really was thinking. Yeah. I was like, were you too scared to bring her? Because I wasn't scared to bring mine.
Yeah,
you know? So, but even when him and I, that ex, were together, we also went to a wedding. Where
really?
The people that were getting married was a mutual friend of one of my other exes.
Well, bitch, god damn. Hell nah.
And that time he did bring his girlfriend or wife or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I had to explain to him. I was like, hey, there's my ex right
damn.
There with his girlfriend or wife or whatever. And he was like,
I could never run in the same circles once I'm done with someone.
Now I don't. But
yeah.
At the time,
you did.
It was just like my plus one, you know?
Yeah,
and it was
yeah.
like taking, I wouldn't take my current boyfriend to, like, a mutual friend of mine's wedding with my ex. Like, hell no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, like, they're not even in the same town, so.
Yeah. No, I get it. But, yeah, girl, that, you say, low-key set yourself up for that one.
I was being a little toxic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You kind of set yourself up for that one. Like, come on.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was being a little toxic, and that's okay. I mean, I don't care.
Okay, when I was younger, I would purposely, like, show up where my exes were from time to time, especially if I had a new boyfriend.
Girl, the things that we used to do when we were younger.
Not necessarily a boyfriend, but, like, maybe someone I was with or whatever. Like, I'm going to set this shit up because I want you to see me be happy without you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like. That's the type of bitch I was.
Even the toxic ex-girlfriend, I was that, but, like, towards the current girlfriend a little bit.
Mm.
Because, like, especially in high school, like, if I was broken up with the ex or whatever, I would wear, like, his clothes to school.
Bitch!
Okay, I don't care.
Dang! I have a funny story because, I hope my daughter doesn't get mad at this, but, like, they do this thing where, like, if they're dating someone that's playing, like, a sport, the boys will give their sweatshirts to the girls.
Okay.
So, and because the sweatshirts have, like, their names on them or whatever. And this reminded me of something I did in high school, but, like, I was just trying to be a mean girl. I wasn't even, like, but it reminded me, and I told her the story, okay? So, like, funny story is that when my daughter was dating one of the boys in the football team, he gave her sweatshirt, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, long story short, like, you know, they broke up or whatever. And so she was just kind of like,
I see where this is going.
going You now. See where this is going?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was, like, washing the sweatshirt to give it back to him, right?
Oh, and
so
fuck no, girl. Teach me how to wear it to school.
Because he asked for it back, right? And so I'm over here trying to be, like, a good mom and give her, like, some advice and, you know, just. And so instead of giving her good advice, I did not give her good advice. I was like, you don't wash that shit. You fucking put more perfume on there and give it back to him. And if he's going to give it to another girl and he forgets to wash it, your perfume's still on there.
Yeah, true. Hey, that's a good one. I was going to be like, no, you gifted this to me. This is mine.
Right? Yeah.
Give your girlfriend, like, another one.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, no, but because, okay. So, like, where I was coming from, what I did was, we kind of did that same thing, but it was just like their numbers. It didn't have their names on. Uh-huh. It was like the jerseys or whatever. So, one of my friends, like, had just, like, broken up with, like, one of his girlfriends. And this was around the time that, like, I played soccer. And so he was, like, trying to, like, make her jealous or whatever. So he offered me to, like, wear his jersey for, like, game day, mm-hmm, or whatever. Because, mm-hmm, like, you know, like, for game day you would wear their jersey or whatever. And, like, caused this whole, like, riff. Like, she didn't say nothing to me, but I was, like, wearing it. But, like, they ended up back together. So, yeah. And now they're together forever because they've been together since high school.
Oh, God.
So oh, thanks to me.
You're
y'all
welcome.
Are happily ever after. If he didn't tell you, now I'm telling you if you watch my podcast. We weren't even dating. It was just to get you mad. But I was just like, yeah. I was like, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Sometimes it's just not easy just to let things go.
Bitch, don't be the bigger person. Be the fucking problem. Because that's the shit I'm on. Like, sometimes you...
That's the shit I've been on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, lately, that's what I'm... I'm not going to be the bigger person, bitch. I'm going to be the problem. That's what the fuck I'm on. Like, I'm done looking the other way and apologizing and being sorry to not hurt your feelings. Like, I'm not sorry anymore.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm not sorry anymore.
Being
and I think
honest.
that just applies to, like, a lot of things lately. Because being apologetic has gotten me nowhere.
Yeah. You're always having to apologize for everything you say.
And to feel like I have to tiptoe around your feelings because, oh, you might be sad. Fuck your feelings.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, that's the shit I'm on.
Yeah.
Like, fuck your feelings.
I mean, and even if you say the wrong thing, it's like, I can't be sorry for every single thing I say.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to do that. If I say something and you think it's wrong or, mm-hmm, like, fuck it, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever comes out, comes out. Like, I ain't even fucking editing shit. Well, I don't edit, you do. But you
no,
know
we really
I mean.
Don't edit
no,
anything.
We don't edit. This really comes out raw and unfiltered. Like, absolutely.
If we edit anything, it's like, you know, something that happens or like something falls or.
Name drops.
Yeah, name drops. But that's about it.
Because we don't want to get sued.
We don't want to get sued.
But on other news, what else were we going to, I mean, just about that, like, just in general, that whole subject, just like, ooh, I don't know. For you to be the toxic one, I could not have imagined that, ma'am.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah?
It was bad. And like,
that's why I'm surprised that, like, now that, like, you're in this new era, like, your villain era that I like to call it, like, I couldn't imagine it, but now that you're, like, I've been, like, holding it back for so long, now it makes sense. I was like, well, bitch, probably because you were too crazy, and you're like, let's pull it back.
Yeah, because I was.
Yeah.
I was, and I think a lot of it had to do with, like, my family and how I grew up, of, like, very, even my parents, like I said earlier, my parents hate all my ex-boyfriends, and at this point in my life, I'm like, I don't hate them. I dislike them. They, mm-hmm, can all kiss my fucking ass.
Yeah.
You know? But my parents are like, fuck him. If we see him, we're egging his car. Like, they want to do the most. And, like, that's how I grew up. So when I had an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
It was always something that they did. And they egged it on and egged it on and egged it on.
Damn.
And so that's how I've always seen an ex.
So you were raised kind of to be as that, like, toxica.
Yes.
Like,
damn.
My parents are very toxic, if you couldn't tell. Damn.
But no, seriously, that's how they are. And so, like, yeah, even to this day, if, like, I mention my ex, they're like, oh, fuck him. And mm-hmm. they start talking all this shit about him.
Okay, but
and
we love a supportive family regardless.
I mean, I get it. They're upset, you know? And, yeah. you know, it had to do with her daughter. But at this point, I'm like, why do y'all care so much? Mm-hmm. I fucking don't care.
Bitch, I'm riding for mine. If my daughter says fuck him, I'm fuck him, girl. Fuck him for sure. And if we're driving up to school, I'm giving you a fucking dirty look like, motherfucker. My daughter said we don't like you. We don't fucking like you. I ride for mine. I don't give a fuck.
That's exactly how my parents are. Okay. And I'm the one that's more calm, chill. I was like, why do y'all even care? Why y'all put this so much energy in this? Who cares?
Bitch, that's the shit I'm on. Yeah. Fuck? Yeah. No, yeah. Because totally
they still talk to one of my exes.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, my dad does work for him. Uh-huh. Like, my dad fixes his cars.
And he can't find another fucking mechanic?
Girl, I don't know.
Or he doesn't want
to? But he's paying my dad, so I'm like, what can I say? That's lots of business for my dad, so.
Okay, well, charge him double, okay, Tony?
Seriously, so, you know, I see his car out there in my parents' house, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
They go slash those tires real quick?
Yeah.
My dad's like, no.
Charge him double.
Let me fix his car first. And I was like, oh, God, okay.
Just charge him double. And then give me the extra charge for pain and suffering with your bitch.
But, girl, they talk to him, like, because my dad does work for him.
Yeah.
And my dad starts telling me this whole life story of, like, he's got this, he's married, he's got all these kids. I don't care. Did I ask?
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. Like, I was like, Dad, we were together for like 2 years. Like, yeah. It's fine. I don't care.
We're done.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Maybe like, your dad just wants you to like not be that hostile towards him in a way. You know what I mean?
He can still kiss my ass. Like, all of them can kiss my ass.
That's so funny.
I respect you, but you can still kiss my fucking ass.
That's so funny. God, I definitely can wait. I can wait for the years that Ezra dates because, bitch.
Oh, I wonder how that's going to be with a boy.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I definitely won't be that type of mom with my son. That's definitely not something, like, I would ever, like, put in their head that their mom is their only love. Like, that's gross, first of all. Like, for you to, like, say that shit or, like, have that mentality that your son is yours and you're his first love. And, like, that's
gross.
That's gross, okay? Yeah. Like, I don't care. Y'all can come for me. I'll fight you. But, like, it's more of the – I can relate on that aspect with my daughter on heartbreaks or breakups or, like, that. But, like, to show my son also that, like, being vulnerable and being – like nice and like humble and like as you should be is mm-hmm. not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they're taught everything else but how to actually be in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's so hard as a mother to a son because like
I think a lot of boys
misconstrued in a way, I guess.
A lot of boys, maybe how they're raised, they feel or they get into relationships wanting something for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what can a girl do for him?
Right.
Rather than it be reciprocated together.
Yeah.
You know, and especially, I don't know. I mean, I feel like that way because of the people that I've dated.
Mm.
Of, like, the mothers wanting their son to be with somebody that is good for him or can do something for him. And it's like, why can't you raise a man to do something for me, too?
Right. Yeah.
I can see that. I don't, like.
I agree.
That's what I hope comes from, you know, women or boys being raised.
Yeah.
Is, like, it's not all about you. It's not all about what she can do for you or what she can provide for you.
Yeah.
Like, don't get with a girl because she can cook for you.
Yeah.
You need to learn how to cook for yourself.
I mean, that's
what can you cook for her?
Life skills. Like, yeah. That's just general, like, cleaning, cooking, and, like, just basic shit. It's not, like, a gender role. It's, like, basic living necessities and skills that you should fucking know.
Yeah.
Or how to grocery shop. Fuck. Like, if
true.
You.
True.
Like, that in general, like, those things should be, like, fucking life skills that you need to learn before you start dating, because...
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of boys or men, they date for themselves. It's so selfish of them, of, you know, maybe that's how kind of, like, the narcissistic trait comes. Mm-hmm. It's, like, when they're with somebody that they can only benefit from.
Yeah, you're right. Now that you mention that, like... That's all. It's so crazy that you mentioned that, because I've had exes that, like, I think about it now, and a lot of them did have, like, very narcissistic character traits. And it was more of, like, oh, well, you bring this to my life, or you've done this in my life, or you've shown me this, or you. It's more of, like, what I brought to their life, and not necessarily I can't, like, say the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Gave me headaches, pain,
suffering. This should be a whole fucking lawsuit, because I need to get paid, bitch.
Girl, seriously. Right. I still want to do that Mariah Carey thing for that fucking time.
Damn.
She like got like $10
million. $10 million for fucking time and pain and suffering. Emotional therapy, y'all. Yes. My next fucking like in the fucking down the future road or whatever, you're going to pay for my fucking therapy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because damn.
Or agree to go to therapy yourself or with me.
Exactly. Yeah. Fucking facts. For sure. Damn. But yeah, like now I think that'll be something to like navigate, like with my own son. Like, it's a little bit harder with the boys, just because our relationship isn't really like that, where I can like do that, which I do try to like give them like advice if it just comes up in like conversation. But like, with my own son, it's a little bit different, because I definitely don't want to raise, like, a man or, you know, someone's partner that doesn't necessarily know how to be a partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's the thing where I don't want him to think, like, you're owed something because because they're with you.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, with my daughter, like, I can raise a strong independent woman and telling her you don't necessarily need someone to make you whole or make you happy, like we talked about in our other episode. But yeah, like navigating that and like just that in general, like that's a little scary, but
I think it'll be fine.
Kids are resilient. If and I fuck them up, they can have therapy later.
But you know what? I think a great thing is, and maybe it's something that I can kind of relate to because I have a brother. You have a brother too.
Yeah.
Or brothers. But
yeah.
Like, I feel like my brother's a great man and he's got a good, what is it called? Like, an example. My dad's a great partner to my mom or whatever. Yeah. But like, I think my brother seeing me go through heartache and pain and breakups and stuff taught him that that's not how he wants to treat a woman.
Right.
And so, like, he's married now. You know?
Yeah.
He's doing something right.
Exactly, yeah.
So maybe if Ezra sees that in your daughter of, like, if she ever gets with the partner, whoever it is, that he's or they're treating her right, then he knows how he needs to treat somebody.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's I agree. And I think that's why it's so hard for, like, for us to try not to fight in front of the kids in a way. Like, where, like, our arguments are kept to ourselves, or, like, if we're fighting, we keep to ourselves and we're around the kids. It's totally different. But there was this one thing that I saw, I think it was on Instagram. It was, like, a conversation of, like, a show. You know Justin from Jane the Virgin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so him, I know he has a talk show, or he has a podcast, you know, and but he was doing an interview with his dad where he mentioned that we're not generally taught our emotions or vulnerability in the way that it shows you that struggling is okay. Mm-hmm. Because then you don't see that it's okay to struggle, because then you'll feel alone.
Yeah.
So, like, showing the kids that, like, you're crying, or, like, showing your kids that you're sad, or, like, you're having a hard time doesn't necessarily mean that you're weak and you're not a good parent or anything like that. I think it shows them that if they ever feel that way of, like, feeling down and out or whatever, but they've already seen it within you, they know that they're not alone. Mm-hmm. And so they're more susceptible to like of sharing that with you if they ever do feel that way.
Yeah.
And I feel that same way with like just in general, like conversations, you know, like just by mistake. I don't know how this conversation came up. Like, for instance, it was just like one of those days where I think it was like before my daughter's birthday, where I was just kind of like so down and out about her getting older that I just was like, I had you so young, and like the whole like teen pregnancy like conversation came up. Mm-hmm. But like, had I not like opened up that conversation, like I don't think we would talk about it. You know what I mean? Like I felt like there's so many things that are just get avoided in general, that it was just like, oh, it's better like unsaid than said, and then that's okay.
Yeah.
Or like any other conversation in general. Yeah. So I just feel like even with that, like the way that we're teaching our kids and how they are, especially like young men, I think like that's a big part of it, is like showing them like it's okay to struggle and it's okay to have like these situations in general, because
we need more good men.
Yeah, exactly. More vulnerable men, more like, you know, that like emotions are okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. If more of that is shown, like, yeah, like you're only human. Mm-hmm. Yep. And maybe that'll just like teach you.
Like if something's bothering you, just share it.
Yeah.
Like who cares? I mean, it may not have anything to do with me, but just tell me.
Yeah.
Like I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
I tell my boyfriend that all the time. I'm like, why are you quiet? Cause like he's a talker, girl. Like,
so when he gets quiet, something's up.
I'm like, are you reading something? No. What are you doing? Like, why are you quiet? Oh, nothing. I just don't have anything to say. I was like, lies. Tell me what's going on.
But you're like, you're like so good at reading people, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, and the only reason I say that is because I know like within me, like if no one asks me, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or like, it's almost has to like get pulled out of me, because sometimes I'm like, I just have to like shut down and within my feelings just kind of like feel them, rather than just being like, well, guess what? Like, and just like fucking just drop load all like my fucking like emotional energy on like anybody. Like, I'd rather avoid that until like I can process it. And then like, girl, guess what? And then it's a little different energy than just like fucking word vomit, and it's just coming out, and I'm just like telling you, like, oh wait, like bitch, I just asked how your day was. Yeah. Like, damn. you know
what I mean? Yeah. My boyfriend does that too now. He was like, he called me earlier and he was like, I don't know what I was doing, but he was like, okay, well then I'll call you. It wasn't a long conversation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what did you call me for? And he was like, I can't call you to see how you're doing or like what you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, but you never call me just for that. Like, you always have to tell me something. He's like, I don't always ask you for something. I said, that's not what I said. I said, you always call and tell me something. Mm. You always call and tell me a story, something happened today. I know everything. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's true. I was like, see?
Because you ya lo conoces.
Yeah. You already know. I was like, you always tell me something happened. Like, it's always something going on. Mm-hmm. So what happened? And he was like, no, really, I don't really have anything. I just wanted to see how you were doing. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, thanks for calling. Like, I was expecting for you to tell me. Expecting for you to tell me a whole goddamn story.
Yeah. And did he finally tell you if something was wrong?
No, he's done that before. Oh, like, okay. Where I had to, like, pull it out of him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I'm just thinking. And it's just something so minuscule. Like,
yeah.
It's not even a big deal. It's just, like, something within him. Or, like, maybe he just wanted to share or whatever. It, yeah. You and know? He was just like, he won't tell me unless I ask.
I'm the same way though.
And sometimes
even when I'm asked, I'm still like holding back, because I'm like, are you sure?
And that's
like
a conversation. That's a conversation I've had with him several times where I'm like, I want you to tell me everything. Mm. I don't even care if you think it's dumb. It doesn't pertain to me. I wouldn't care. Like, I want you to tell me. And he's like, what? And I was like, something with the kids. Like, something that happened at work. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Tell me something.
Yeah.
I'm like, because then we really have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. I can see where you're coming from with that. It's, I think, like, maybe sometimes it comes from, maybe for him, and maybe I'm just talking from experience, too, is just, like, sometimes when you're so used to not talking on your feelings or how things are, and you've either like bottled them up for so long or like just shoved them down. When you finally have someone who actually cares enough to ask,
yeah,
like opening up like all over again feels like a fucking trap in a way, you know what I mean? Yeah. Especially like if from a past relationship you weren't getting that like feeling or like that receptiveness in a communication, like in a relationship, if he wasn't used to that, it's so hard to undo it. And necessarily you shouldn't like pass on to like a new relationship, like that should just like be water under the bridge. But I mean, in general, it can be hard to like open up all over again and being like, am I setting myself up for like
or like does she care about this conversation,
right?
And I think that's where he's coming from, because I mean, I know the other people that he was with, his ex had kids, and so maybe she was too busy with her kids to even care about how his kids were doing. And like I tell him, like, I don't care if like the kids fell off the bike today. Like, I want to know. I want to know everything. And he's like, okay, well, then I'll be, you know, I'll tell you everything that happens.
More vocal. Yeah.
And so, like, his daughter's going off to college here soon. And, you know, they went to go visit a campus. And I was like, how do you feel about that? He says, old. So it's like, I want him to share those things with me. I want him to share how he's feeling about his daughter going to college or about his kids growing up. Like, I want to know that. I don't want him to hide those feelings from me.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, that's going to eat at you when, you know, nobody asks you. And then, like, she's gone away at college and you're all sad.
Yeah.
Like, at least I know
how you feel how about feeling. It. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. But I can see where he's coming from. That's definitely hard. Like, in any relationship, like, communication, obviously, yeah, it's key. But, like, when you didn't have that or you weren't provided that, like, it's hard to, like, do that. So.
And I've always respected relationships and me viewing relationships, not necessarily mine,
right,
but like other people's, friends, yours, you know, and how communicative you are with your partners. And I'm like, I've always wanted that. I've always wanted a relationship where you can literally tell them anything,
right?
And that's all I want. I'm like, I don't care if you think it's dumb, tell me. So
because if you're together and you're not talking about even the dumb shit, what's the point?
Exactly.
I want to come home and tell you, like, oh, like, this funny shit just happened in the corner. Like, you know, I saw something funny, or, like, I saw something and I thought of you, or, like, this happened with, like, the kids. Like, you, that's why you are with someone.
Yeah.
Is to share even, like, the most stupid, like, little shit that has happened throughout your day, even if it's, like, nothing.
Yep. Yeah.
You know? Like, that's why you are with someone. So, yeah, I see where you're coming from.
And maybe he wasn't used to that, so.
Yeah. Maybe give him a little
grace. And I'm not either. That. It's like, I mean, I've lived by myself. I hadn't been in a relationship in a long time. So, like, sharing those little moments with him, it's like, it still takes me some time to do that, too.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like telling him what I did today or what this podcast is about. And it's like, do I really want to tell you?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you anyway.
Yeah.
Just so you're not surprised.
If you tune in, I was talking shit. No.
Yeah.
No, I get it, but. That's the beautiful thing of being in a relationship, is being to share even the little things.
Yeah.
You know, when even when you're not together, you know, it's like things that you're doing like off by yourself. Like, that's the first thing you want to tell. Like, you know, especially like at the, like for me, like since gym is just like a big part of me, like I want to share like, oh, I PR'd today. Like, I like, I finally picked up this weight I was so scared to pick up, and like share that and like your little wins, like to share them with someone.
Yep.
And then be like, yay, like, congrats, or, like, anything like that, just in general. Like, just like with friendships, you go to your friends about the same thing.
Yep.
Like, you know, like, oh, like, new opportunities, or, like, I'm doing this, or I'm doing that, or whatever. So, like, just relationships in general, like, communication. Because I know we fall off from time to time. Just, if it wasn't for this podcast, I think it's, we're like, girl, I'll see you on my birthday. Cause
You know, no, seriously. Like,
we do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But no, I mean, Hailey Bieber, take some notes.
For real. Girl, you need to express your feelings. I feel like she's holding back on, like, going just I wonder what's behind closed doors.
Well, I mean, like I said,
like, why doesn't Justin tell her to sit the fuck down and, like, bitch, I am with you. Like,
well, like, if you see some of her interviews, like, and he's there, he, like, looks so fucking bored.
She's very vanilla to me.
You know, she is. She's, the only thing she has for her is the Baldwin name. That's it.
Well, not anymore. She got the Bieber. So. The double B name. But I mean, if you are the toxica, like, bitch, there's better reasons to be a toxica. Don't be one for a man. It ain't fucking worth it.
It's not. But I can understand if you are. Like, you gotta just find that within yourself. Like,
yeah.
Why are you that way?
Yeah. And if it's because your man,
then you don't need him.
And if it's because of him, yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Then you don't need him. If he's not reassuring you, if he's not giving you, like, the respect or the no te da tu lugar, like, mm-hmm. in the relationship, then that's you got to look deep within yep. there and being like, is this how I want to be treated? Or, like, to be, like, I don't think anyone is jealous right off the bat. I think you're given reasons.
Yes.
To.
Absolutely. Yep.
Go fucking crazy to mm-hmm. be jealous. Like, if I'm not giving you a reason, why are you being crazy?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Like, explain it.
Yep.
Because if I'm not egging on situations or I'm not, like, leaving it open, why do you still feel the need to get jealous? Mm-hmm. Like, then that's something within yourself yeah. that, like, you need to work on. Because no matter what I do and what I tell you in, like, you know, certain scenarios, nothing's going to, like, fix it.
Yeah.
But your damn self, like, those... Sometimes there are insecurities within yourself that, yep. like, you got to fix that no one else can fix for you.
Yep, unfortunately. I had to learn that the hard way.
Yeah? You yeah. felt that way?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, just being insecure. But
yeah.
Then you realize that it wasn't just you feeling like that. Like, he helped make you feel like that, so.
Oh, God. I think on the next episode we need to talk about that. Because some men feed into that insecurity.
Oh, yeah.
And if they what if for whatever crutch. Yeah, for whatever reason, feeding that insecurity, you don't even realize it's happening until, like, your fucking self-esteem is, like, on
yeah, and that's what men try to do. Ground. Like, we'll save that for a whole
episode. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That needs, like, to that be a whole other episode.
We'll go a whole fucking rabbit hole on that one. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And I think that was actually a request from one of our listeners to talk about that subject in general. So that definitely will have to be on our next episode, yeah, for sure.
We'll do that.
Because we're ending this on a good note.
How long was it?
How long?
Same time as last time.
Yeah. Same time as last time, guys. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, before I start yawning.
Yeah, bitch, no. It's contagious as fuck.